Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good to see you, Mr. Secretary.
Nice to see you, Chairman.
As you know, almost 1 in 10 Washington State residents is a veteran.
Yes.
And regardless of where they choose to live, you know I adamantly believe that the VA has an obligation to reach them with high-quality care.
100%.
While the fiscal year 2023 budget does include a substantial increase in funding, I am very concerned that there is a disconnect between the local, the VISN, and the national levels. VA's recommendation for the Air Commission suggested turning Walla Walla VA Medical Center into a CBOC while moving services to Spokane, which would force a lot of our veterans to drive over 2 hours in very tough conditions. Yeah. And VA has also suggested reducing services at Mann Grand Staff VA Medical Center. And now I'm hearing reports from Spokane that the VA is considering reducing inpatient services before the Air Commission process even is complete. As you know, VA spent the last few years reducing services in Washington State, and I want to be very clear, I will not stand for this. A reduction of inpatient services is just a complete non-starter for me.
And for me.
There is a reason that we have a commission in place for this. So tell me, why is VA skipping steps in the process and continuing to cut services in Eastern Washington?
So this is specifically at Mann Grand Staff.
Correct.
Yeah, so there's no plan to do that. I wouldn't agree to a plan to do that. You know, you've got my commitment on that. And, you know, as you say, we have a commission for a process. We have this process at the commission for a reason, and we should let it play out.
Okay, well, I'm going to be in this game because I don't think my veterans should get less services in a very tough part of our state.
There's a lot of people up here who fight like hell for their vets, but I don't think anybody more than you do. So I have every confidence that's the case.
Okay, well, I want to ask you about caregivers. This is a conversation we've had often, but overly restrictive regulations that go beyond statutory authority are really contrary, as you know, to the intent of Congress when we passed this, and is now really causing a lot of hardships for a lot of our veteran families. We've just got to get this right. We've talked about this often. I know you're aware of it. I've been holding roundtables in my state to hear directly from people on this, and I wanted to ask you today, what kind of progress have you made on this?
Well, you and I have talked a lot about this, and I appreciate, one, all the work that you've done and many in this room have done to give us the authority to run the caregiver program. I think it's among the most innovative things that we're doing at VA, one. Two, so one is thank you. Two is we have paused the review of eligibility for the program pending looking at the first issue you raised, which is what I believe to be overly restrictive regulations on who qualifies. We just, in terms of progress, what I can report is last Thursday, we met with veteran service organizations from across the country to talk through their experience with the program and talk through the nature of this first regulatory screen. And we've not made a decision as to whether we need new regulation or whether we can do this absent new regulation, but nobody will leave the program, whether they've received a letter from us to date or not, until we've completed that review of the regulatory screen and then run everybody back through any more inclusive screen that we determine is necessary for the program.
Well, thank you. You know I am just screaming about this, and I have this very large guy next to me screaming louder, so I know you're listening.
I'm kind of scared of him too, but I have to tell you that I don't think the physical stature of you reflects in any way how aggressively you have made your views known on this, and so.
Well, thank you. And on a final note, and this is really important and very serious, I want to make sure that the VA is keeping Washington State veterans and our VA workforce, many of whom, as I said, are veterans themselves, in mind as this electronic healthcare record modernization program continues. You know that in recent years, Washington State has been used as a pilot site for a number of these VA programs. Many have resulted in expanded services for veterans and growth opportunities for employees dedicated to the mission of serving veterans. That's good. But the EHR rollout has been very frustrating, very disruptive, and even dangerous for some of our patients. So I am asking you today that you reconsider the current schedule for the rollout of the new electronic health record. We need to continue to fix the issues that have been raised in Spokane and in Walla Walla, and then only return back to Washington State for any new deployments after demonstrating that that AHR is ready and successful at different facilities. This is just really important to me. I do not want AHR to move an inch further in my state until all of this is fixed and ready to go. And it's really abundantly clear from what my constituents are telling me, from the IG's reports and from public reporting, the system is plagued with ongoing issues. And so I want to work together with you, and I really want a commitment that we don't go to any other Washington State sites with this until we have these issues fixed.
So, like, you've got my commitment that we'll keep working very closely with you. And you're very concerned. You've voiced this in our most recent conversation about what happens in Seattle. Yeah. And we are, you know, the experience in Walla Walla, Spokane's getting better, but it's not perfect. I'm not suggesting it is. Walla Walla has not been perfect, but it's been better. So far in day six in Columbus, we're seeing reasonable results, but again, it's early. We will make every decision based on these the experience of the learning to date. So you have my commitment on that. I would just say, for purposes of clarity, that since March 3rd, we've had six outages at Cerner, which impacts us, DOD, the Coast Guard.
The veterans.
Right, us, so VA, and the veterans. And I'm frustrated with that.
Yeah, so am I. And I just don't want it expanded again to another site in my state until we have those fixed.
I understand.
Thank you.